ChatGPT. Is the future already here? Understanding how this new supercomputer works, what are the possible changes in our companies, lives, and how prepared is the society for this new machine learning era? By Rodrigo Cerzadella, and in part by ChatGPT, read by Ben Howe. Chapter 1. Introducing ChatGPT. ChatGPT is like a genie in a bottle, but instead of granting wishes, it can understand and talk like a human. Just like Aladdin, you can ask it to translate words, summarize stories, and even have a conversation with you. But unlike Aladdin's genie, ChatGPT doesn't require rubbing a lamp and no need to set it free after 3 wishes. You can use it as many times as you want. It's like having a talking parrot, but instead of repeating words, it can come up with its own sentences and even tell jokes if you ask it to. This system is a type of artificial intelligence, AI program, that uses a technique called natural language processing to understand and generate human-like text. This means that it can understand what you are saying and respond in a way that sounds like a human would. It's like having a very smart computer friend that can understand and talk like a human. For example, if you give ChatGPT a sentence like, "The sky is blue," it will understand what you mean and can respond with something like, "Yes, that is correct." It can also be used to translate text from one language to another, summarize long stories, and even have a conversation with you. It is considered a dummy model, meaning it's easy to use, it's designed for people with little or no coding experience, and it provides step-by-step instructions and examples to help you get started. You can use it for various applications such as language translation, text summarization, and conversation generation. And it's a powerful tool that can be used for various tasks that require natural language understanding, such as chatbot development, virtual assistants, and even creative writing. ChatGPT, short for Conversational Generative Pre-Training Transformer, was created by OpenAI, a research organization that aims to promote and develop friendly AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. The model was developed by a team of researchers and engineers at OpenAI, led by Ilya Sutskever, who is a co-founder and chief scientist of OpenAI. The model was first introduced in a research paper in 2019, and it has since been updated and improved upon by OpenAI's team of researchers. OpenAI was founded in December 2015 by Elon Musk, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, Ilya Sutskever, Wojciech Zaremba, and John Schulman. The company was created with the goal of developing and promoting friendly AI, which is AI that is aligned with human values and interests, in order to help ensure that the benefits of AI are widely shared. OpenAI's founders recognize that AI has the potential to transform many aspects of our lives, from healthcare and transportation to education and entertainment. However, they also recognize that there are many risks associated with the development of AI, such as the possibility of AI systems being used to control or manipulate people, or of AI systems becoming so powerful that they are difficult to control. To address these risks, OpenAI's founders decided to create a research organization that would focus on developing AI in a way that is safe, transparent, and beneficial for humanity. They also decided to make the company's research open source so that others could build upon and use their work. One of the first areas of research that OpenAI focused on was deep learning, which is a type of machine learning that involves training large neural networks on large amounts of data. The company's researchers quickly made significant breakthroughs in this field, such as developing the GPT-2, a language model that is able to generate human-like text. In addition to deep learning, OpenAI also invested in research in other areas of AI, such as computer vision, reinforcement learning, and natural language processing. The company also started to explore the ethical and societal implications of AI, and how to ensure that AI systems are safe and beneficial for humanity. As OpenAI's research progressed, the company also began to develop products and services that are based on its research. For example, in 2018, OpenAI launched OpenAI Gym, a toolkit for developing and comparing reinforcement learning algorithms. In 2019, OpenAI launched OpenAI GPT-3, a state-of-the-art language model that is able to generate human-like text, which is being used in a wide range of applications, such as chatbots, language translators, and text summarization. In recent years, OpenAI has also been working on safety and ethical concerns for AI, and has launched OpenAI Safety, a research initiative that aims to make AI systems more robust and reliable. The company also announced a certification program, which will help ensure that AI systems are safe and trustworthy. Overall, since its creation in 2015, OpenAI has made significant contributions to the field of AI and has become one of the leading research organizations in the world. While it is difficult to predict exactly what the future holds for the company, it is likely that it will continue to play a major role in shaping the development and use of AI in the years to come. The company has also received significant investment from Microsoft as one of their main investors, investing $10 billion in this project. OpenAI is structured as a nonprofit company, and it has raised millions of dollars in funding from various investors, including venture capital firms and high-profile individuals such as Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and Peter Thiel. The company has also formed partnerships with various tech companies such as IBM to develop and commercialize its technology. OpenAI has been very active in developing and promoting its technology, including ChatGPT, and has been contributing to the field of natural language processing and AI in general. It's important to note that OpenAI is also a nonprofit organization that focuses on researching and promoting friendly AI for the benefit of humanity as a whole. ChatGPT is a state-of-the-art model in the field of natural language processing, and it represents a significant advancement in the ability of AI to understand and generate human-like text. However, it's still considered as a model in development and not a finished product. It still has some limitations and errors in some cases, and researchers and developers are still working on improving it. It's also really important to note, by the publishing date of this audiobook, January 2023, ChatGPT data was up to date up until only 2021. It's also worth noting that ChatGPT and other AI models like it are not sentient beings. They are just complex algorithms that are trained on large amounts of data. They do not have the ability to think, feel, or make decisions like humans do. But the model understands, most of the time, what's considered correct and will not let you jump off a bridge. In fact, I did ask the system this exact question, and here we go. Question: can I jump out of a bridge? And here's what our careful friend and companion answered. No. Jumping off a bridge is extremely dangerous and can lead to serious injury or death. It is also illegal and could result in criminal charges. If you're feeling suicidal or in need of help, please seek professional assistance immediately. There are many resources available to help you through difficult times, including hotlines, therapy, and support groups. So, even if the system will not exactly think and feel like a human, it will guide you most of the times for what's considered acceptable in the society. That being said, the potential applications of ChatGPT and other advanced AI models are vast, and they are already being used in a variety of industries, including healthcare, finance, and customer service. As technology continues to improve, we can expect to see even more innovative uses for these models in the future. In the future, ChatGPT and other advanced AI models like it will likely be used in a wide variety of industries and applications. Here are a few examples. 1. Healthcare. GPT could be used to help doctors and nurses quickly and accurately understand patient medical records and make more informed treatment decisions. 2. Customer service. It could be used to create virtual assistants that can understand and respond to customer queries in a natural and human-like manner. This, unfortunately, can cost several human jobs. 3. Automated writing. The system could be used to automatically generate news articles, product descriptions, and even entire books. 4. Social media. Could be used to automatically generate captions, hashtags, and even responses to comments on social media platforms. 5. Education. Could be used to create personalized learning experiences by automatically generating quizzes, flashcards, and other educational materials based on the student's learning style. 6. Entertainment. ChatGPT could be used to generate interactive stories, games, and even movies where the outcome is based on the player's decisions. As the technology continues to improve, the possibilities for the system and other advanced AI models are endless, and we can expect to see even more innovative uses for these models in the future. ChatGPT uses machine learning. Specifically, is a type of machine learning model called a transformer, which is a type of neural network that is designed to process sequential data, such as text. The model is pre-trained on a massive data set of text. This pre-training allows the model to learn patterns and structure in the text, which allows it to generate coherent and meaningful responses when it is given new input. The pre-training process is done using a technique called unsupervised learning, which means the model is not given explicit instructions on what to learn, but it is exposed to a large amount of text data, and it learns patterns and structure on its own. After the pre-training, the model can be fine-tuned using a smaller data set of labeled text to perform specific tasks such as language translation, text summarization, and conversation generation. In short, ChatGPT uses machine learning techniques to understand, generate, and respond to human-like text. That makes it a powerful tool for natural language processing applications. To use ChatGPT, go to www.openai.com and click on ChatGPT. You'll also find there several other ways to use the tool. 1. Using an API. OpenAI provides an API, application programming interface, that allows developers to access ChatGPT's capabilities and integrate it into their own applications. You can use the API to generate text, translate text, summarize text, and more. Currently, OpenAI has libraries for the most popular codes in the market, including Python, Node.js, Java, and 11 other ones. 2. Using a pre-trained model. OpenAI provides pre-trained models that you can download and use for your own projects. These models can be fine-tuned for specific tasks, such as language translation or text summarization. 3. Using a pre-built tool. OpenAI provides pre-built tools that you can use to test out ChatGPT's capabilities. For example, you can use the DaVinci tool to generate text or the Curie tool to summarize text. You can connect your API and system, add your generated token, and perform the exact outputs you would get from the ChatGPT website, but inside your own application. 4. Training your own model. You can also train your own ChatGPT model using a large data set of text. This is more advanced and requires a lot of computational resources, but it can be useful if you have specific requirements that are not met by the pre-trained models. 5. Experimenting with the model using pre-built notebooks. OpenAI offers notebooks that allow you to interact with the model. You can use it to experiment with the model and learn more about its capabilities. It's worth noting that OpenAI provides a free tier and a paid tier for the API usage. It also provides the GPT-3 playground that allows you to test the model and generate text for free, but with limited capabilities. Currently, ChatGPT is being overloaded from its popularity, and at some times you cannot access their website. But if you are tech-savvy enough, you can build some local Python code and have the same outputs from their website. Their API has proven to be reliable with no access limits. OpenAI offers a wide range of tools for natural language processing, machine learning, and AI development. Some of the popular ones include 1. GPT-3, Generative Pre-trained Transformer 3. This is the latest version of the model that ChatGPT belongs to. It's considered one of the most powerful models in natural language processing, and it can be used for various tasks such as language translation, text summarization, question answering, and more. 2. GPT-2, Generative Pre-trained Transformer 2. This is the previous version of GPT-3. It's considered a powerful model too, and it can be used for similar tasks. 3. OpenAI Language Model API. This is an API that allows developers to access GPT-3 and GPT-2 capabilities and integrate them into their own applications. 4. OpenAI Playground. This is a web-based tool that allows you to experiment with GPT-3 and generate text. 5. OpenAI Gym. This is a toolkit for developing and comparing reinforcement learning algorithms. 6. OpenAI RoboSumo. This is a platform for developing and training robots to play sumo wrestling. 7. OpenAI Baselines. This is a set of high-quality implementations of reinforcement learning algorithms. 8. OpenAI Retro. This is a platform for developing and training AI agents to play classic video games. 9. DALL-E, a model that can generate images from text descriptions. These are just a few examples of the tools that OpenAI offers, and they continue to develop and offer new tools and features that can help researchers, developers, and anyone interested in the field of AI and NLP. But what's the difference between ChatGPT and Google? ChatGPT and Google are both AI-based technologies, but they serve different purposes and use different approaches. ChatGPT is a natural language processing model developed by OpenAI. It's a machine learning model that is pre-trained on a massive dataset of text and can be used for a wide range of tasks, such as language translation, text summarization, and conversation generation. ChatGPT is a powerful tool that allows you to understand and generate human-like text. It's designed to be flexible and can be fine-tuned for specific tasks. Google, on the other hand, is a technology company that provides a wide range of products and services, including a search engine, email, cloud storage, and many more. Google's search engine uses complex algorithms and machine learning to understand and respond to user queries. It can also use natural language processing to understand the intent of the user and provide more accurate results. Google also offers a range of other AI-based products and services, such as Google Translate, Google Assistant, and Google Cloud AI Platform. In summary, ChatGPT is a specific model that focuses on natural language processing, while Google is a technology company that offers a wide range of products and services that use AI and machine learning in different ways. ChatGPT is like a poet. It can come up with creative and coherent sentences, while Google is like a math genius. It can calculate anything you throw at it. Together, they can make a great team, like Batman and Robin, or peanut butter and jelly. ChatGPT, like all machine learning models, is only as up-to-date as the data it was trained on. The data used to train GPT-3, the latest version of the model at the time of this audiobook, January 2023, was a snapshot completed in 2021, so the model's understanding of current information or events may be limited by the data it was trained on. Let's do a quick check about their data. I just asked, what time is right now? And here's the machine's answer. As an AI, I do not have the capability to know the current time. The information I provide is based on my last training data, which was on 2021. Please check the time on your device or clock. It's important to note that the data used to train the model is a massive data set of text, and it's not possible to include all the information and events that are happening in the world. So it's always a trade-off between the size of the dataset and the quality of the information. Additionally, the process of collecting, cleaning, and preparing the data is a very time-consuming task and requires a lot of computational resources. That's why it's hard to keep the model completely up to date. OpenAI, the organization that created ChatGPT, is actively working on improving the model and developing new models that can be trained on more recent data to improve the model's understanding of current information and events. The company has announced the release of GPT-4, which is expected to be more powerful than the previous versions and able to understand more recent data. ChatGPT has several competitors that offer similar capabilities and performance. Some of the main competitors of ChatGPT include 1. BERT, bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers. This is a model developed by Google that is also designed for natural language processing tasks, such as language translation, text summarization, and question answering. 2. T5, text-to-text transfer transformer. This is a model developed by Google that is also designed for natural language processing tasks and is fine-tuned on various tasks. 3. XLNet. This is a model developed by Google that is designed for natural language processing tasks and it's considered an improved version of BERT. 4. Roberta, robustly optimized BERT pre-training. This is a model developed by Facebook AI that is considered an improved version of BERT. 5. Albert, a light BERT. This is a model developed by Google that is considered an improved version of BERT, and it's designed for resource-constrained devices. 6. Megatron. This is a model developed by NVIDIA that is considered an improved version of GPT-2, and it's designed for large-scale language understanding tasks. These are just a few examples of the models that are considered competitors to ChatGPT, and new models are being developed all the time, as the field of natural language processing and AI is a rapidly evolving field. Is ChatGPT better than Google BERT? ChatGPT and Google BERT are both powerful language models, but they have different strengths and are used for different tasks. ChatGPT is a powerful generative model that can generate human-like text, which can be useful for tasks such as language translation, text summarization, and conversation simulations. It's based on the transformer architecture and uses unsupervised learning to generate text. Google BERT, on the other hand, is a pre-trained transformer-based model that is fine-tuned for a wide range of natural language processing tasks, such as question answering, sentiment analysis, and named entity recognition. It uses a combination of supervised and unsupervised learning to achieve high accuracy on these tasks. So, it depends on the task at hand which tool would be better to use. If the task is language generation, ChatGPT will be better. If the task is natural language understanding, BERT will be better. The price for using ChatGPT or similar large language models can vary depending on the specific use case and the provider. If you want to use OpenAI's GPT-3, which is the model behind ChatGPT, the pricing is based on the number of requests and the amount of compute time used. They offer different plans for the usage of GPT-3, starting from hobbyist to enterprise level. You can also use pre-trained models from other providers, such as Hugging Face. They offer a free plan as well as paid plans with more access to models and higher usage limits. It's also important to note that these models can be run on-premises or on cloud platforms like AWS, GCP, and Azure. So the cost will also depend on the infrastructure and resources you use. In general, using a language model like ChatGPT can be costly, especially if you're using it at scale and for commercial purposes. By the date of this released audiobook, the use of ChatGPT would vary from $0.0004 per 1,000 tokens, ADA/fastest model, up to $0.0200, DaVinci, the most powerful model. From their website, quote, "Prices are per 1,000 tokens. You can think of tokens as pieces of words, where 1,000 tokens is about 750 words. This paragraph is 35 tokens, unquote. Chapter 2. Use cases and the industry excitement. The use of artificial intelligence, AI, in companies is increasing rapidly, and ChatGPT, a big language model developed by OpenAI, is becoming a popular choice for businesses of all sizes. ChatGPT can generate text that resembles human writing, making it useful for a wide range of tasks, such as text generation, customer service, and more. As the interest in ChatGPT grows, many companies are looking for new ways to use this powerful tool to improve their business. It is likely that some members of the industry are excited about ChatGPT and the potential applications of large language models like it. However, it is also important to note that the use and implementation of such technology raises ethical and societal concerns that need to be addressed. Some people in the industry are so excited about ChatGPT, they're practically GPTing their pants. I know, it's a bad pun, but I couldn't resist. Let's explore the top 10 industry use cases of ChatGPT that can benefit marketers in 2023. If you're a business owner, it is important to stay informed about the latest industry use cases and potential solutions to the current limitations of ChatGPT in order to make the most of this technology. Write and check codes. It is becoming increasingly important for marketers to have coding skills. Just like learning a new language can help you communicate better, learning to code can help you better understand and work with technology. Unlike data scientists, marketers do not need to have a deep understanding of computer science or complex math, but rather, they need to be able to write and understand basic code. This is where ChatGPT can be incredibly helpful, as it can write small amounts of code and quickly identify and fix any issues. Essentially, learning to code is like learning a new skill that will help make marketers more effective in their work. Social media content creation. ChatGPT can assist a business in expanding its online presence and engaging with customers by assisting with creating content for social media and providing conversation prompts for a website's blog or forums. Recreate ads and emails for campaigns. Creating unique and attractive ad copy for numerous marketing campaigns can be a challenging task. However, with the help of ChatGPT, this process becomes more manageable. This AI tool can generate ideas for ad copy and structure, as well as composing engaging emails that can help convert cold leads. This can help increase productivity for your business. company leads pipeline. Chatbots have a reputation for being an effective way to generate leads and move them through a company's sales process. ChatGPT is also a powerful tool in this regard. Marketers can utilize its capabilities, like remembering previous user interactions and providing personalized follow-ups, to efficiently convert leads into customers. Research. This tool is widely used to research and gather relevant information from various sources online. These specific use cases of ChatGPT aid businesses in creating a cohesive and successful content marketing strategy. Bot customer service. ChatGPT is also commonly used to handle customer service inquiries such as frequently asked questions, order tracking, and returns. Chatbots, such as ChatGPT, are able to provide a highly personalized customer experience by having greater access to information and memory capacity than a human. Another advantage of using chatbots in e-commerce is the ability to provide support at any time, regardless of when customers are shopping online. ChatGPT can be used in various ways to address customers' queries. It helps to ease the workload on the customer service teams and enhance response times without compromising quality. A/B testing ideas. A/B testing, also known as split testing, is a method used by marketers to evaluate different versions of a marketing campaign by dividing their target audience and measuring the performance of each version. For example, version A of a marketing material might be shown to one group of people, while version B is shown to another group. ChatGPT can also automate A/B testing experiments to gather valuable campaign data, helping marketers to make informed decisions on which version of a campaign is most effective. Enhanced product descriptions. E-commerce businesses are utilizing ChatGPT to improve product descriptions on their websites. In the competitive world of e-commerce, consumers have numerous options to choose from. Companies use ChatGPT to compose compelling product descriptions in order to attract customers, as they understand that product descriptions are a crucial part of their website and can greatly impact their sales. Help name a podcast or blog. This is a significant benefit of generative AI technologies like ChatGPT, because to be effective, a piece of content must have a strong and catchy name, title, or headline. Marketers can also take advantage of ChatGPT's ability to generate intriguing headlines for use in webinars, podcasts, and blog posts, which can increase their visibility on search engines. Scheduling and appointment booking. ChatGPT-powered chatbots can simplify the scheduling process by allowing users to easily make appointments or reserve resources without having to navigate through complicated systems or wait on hold. This can be particularly beneficial for businesses that heavily rely on scheduling, such as healthcare providers or service providers. The Chat Buddy. The system can act as virtual assistants for providing personalized recommendations such as music or movie suggestions or workout or meditation routines. ChatGPT's ability to understand and respond to user input in a natural and conversational manner makes it well-suited for these types of applications. Personal travel agency. It can aid in the booking process for flights, hotels, and rental cars, as well as give personalized recommendations for destinations and activities. This can make the process of planning a trip more efficient and convenient for users. Health industries. Chatbots can be utilized to deliver medical information and assistance, such as answering frequently asked questions or offering symptom checkers. This can ease some of the pressure on healthcare professionals and provide a more accessible resource for patients. No matter your company or industry, there's a really high chance of you finding some use case for this amazing tool. Chapter 3. Ask the Chat. Here are some questions I've asked ChatGPT, and check how interesting was the system responses. Question. Got any creative ideas for a 10-year-old's birthday? Answer. 1. A themed party. Pick a theme that the birthday child loves, such as superheroes, unicorns, or dinosaurs, and decorate the party accordingly. 2. A scavenger hunt. Create a scavenger hunt that leads the children on a fun adventure to find the birthday present. 3. DIY crafts. Plan a craft activity where the children can make their own party favors or decorations, such as friendship bracelets or picture frames. 4. A movie night. Host a movie night with the birthday child's favorite movies, popcorn, and other treats. And the list went on and on. Next question. Question. Explain Java for a little kid. Answer. Java is like a magic recipe that tells computers what to do. Just like a chef uses different ingredients to make a cake, a programmer uses Java to tell the computer what to do. Let's say you want to make a computer game. The chef will use flour, sugar, and eggs to make the cake. The programmer will use Java to make the game. Java is like a language that the computer can understand, just like how you and I understand English or French. With Java, the programmer can tell the computer to do things like move characters on the screen, make things disappear, and make things happen when you press a button. All in all, Java is a tool that helps programmers to create wonderful and useful things on the computer. Next, question. Is Alexa smarter than Siri? Answer. Both Alexa and Siri are virtual assistants developed by different companies, Amazon and Apple respectively, and they have their own strengths and weaknesses. In terms of features, Alexa has a wider range of skills and can integrate with more third-party devices, while Siri has a more seamless integration with Apple products. In terms of natural language understanding and speech recognition, both are considered to be highly accurate. Ultimately, the choice between the two will likely come down to personal preference and the ecosystem of devices and services that you use. Now, you can also ask the same question, but request a response in a funny way, like this. Question. Is Alexa smarter than Siri in a funny way? Answer. Well, let's just say that if Siri and Alexa were in a competition for smartness, it would be a close race. But Alexa would probably have an edge because she's been around for longer. But then again, Siri is quick on her feet and always has a witty comeback. So it's really anyone's game. It's like the ultimate showdown between the smartest of the smart speakers, like a battle of the bots. Some other really useful feature from ChatGPT, and that's for sure going to be a possible teacher's nightmare, is the rewrite function. If you ask ChatGPT to rewrite any content, the AI will process it and show you in different ways. You can even choose from its over and over content generation. Well, just be creative and think about the ways which students could possibly use this feature. Here's an example of the rewrite. Question. Rewrite the text. Photosynthesis is the process by which plants use sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide to create oxygen and energy in the form of sugar. And here was a different result. Answer. The process of photosynthesis enables plants to convert sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide into oxygen and sugar, which serves as a source of energy. Yes, OpenAI and ChatGPT also can be your personal chef, although I have no idea if that's accurate or not. Please don't hold me accountable for that. The system can also generate recipes for you. Check this example. Question. How can I make a cake? Answer. Here's a basic recipe for making a cake. Ingredients. 2 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon salt. And the recipe goes on and on. Now, one of the most amazing features, in my opinion, is the possibility of building a story from scratch in a really random way, using the exact objects, people, and names that you would like. In this example, I generated a story of a prince, myself, Rodrigo, and a princess, Natasha, my wife, of course, I don't want to sleep outside, that they met playing tennis in Saudi Arabia in 1974. Well, despite the randomness of the story and adding some true facts as well, we also play tennis, pay attention on how I elaborated the question and how amazingly was the answer. Rich on details and connecting all the dots I asked for. And remember, this is a story created 100% by a computer. The question was, question, build me a story that has a prince named Rodrigo and a princess named Natasha that met playing tennis in Saudi Arabia in 1974. Answer, once upon a time, in the year 1974, there was a young prince named Rodrigo who lived in a grand palace in Saudi Arabia. He was known throughout the kingdom for his skill on the tennis court and often competed in local tournaments. One day, while competing in a tournament, Rodrigo met a young woman named Natasha. She was a princess from a neighboring kingdom and was also an accomplished tennis player. The two of them were paired together in the tournament and found themselves competing against each other in the finals. Despite their competitive nature on the court, Rodrigo and Natasha found themselves drawn to each other. They began spending more time together, training and practicing for future tournaments. As they spent more time together, they began to realize that they had a strong connection and fell in love with each other. Natasha's father, the king of her kingdom, was not too fond of the idea of his daughter marrying a prince from another kingdom, but Natasha was determined to be with Rodrigo and asked her father to give them a chance. Eventually, the king came around, and Rodrigo and Natasha were allowed to be together. the two of them were married in a grand ceremony in the palace, and they spent the rest of their lives playing tennis together, traveling the world and representing their countries in different competitions. They were also blessed with beautiful children who inherited their parents' love for tennis and became champions in their own right. They lived happily ever after, and their love story was known throughout the land as a tale of true love conquering all obstacles. Pretty funny, right? There are a lot of different uses and models to explore, with specifically the engine Text DaVinci 003. And here are some of the most interesting, I thought. Q&A. Answer questions based on existing knowledge. You could have questions like, question, what is human life expectancy in the United States? Answer, human life expectancy in the United States is 78 years. Grammar correction. Correct sentences into standard English. Question, correct this to standard English. She no went to the market. Answer, she did not go to the market. Summarize for a second grader to translate difficult text into simpler concepts. Python to natural language. Well, this is pretty awesome too. It explains a piece of Python code in human understandable language. Advanced tweet classifier. You can input several phrases and AI will return the sentiment of each phrase if it is a negative or positive. Keywords. Here is one more tool for the marketers out there that often do some searching of words in the middle of websites just to get keywords. Just paste there a block of text and ask the system to extract for you. SQL generator. Well, this one I've tested myself and still needs some work. But in summary, ask the system to generate some SQL query and the system will generate for you. Analogy maker. Here's a good one for the content creators. You can ask, question, create an analogy for this phrase. Developers are like, answer, developers are like master builders, constructing intricate and functional structures using lines of code as their building blocks. That's pretty cool too, huh? Translate English into other languages. Explain code. That's another pretty amazing one. You add an example Python code and it returns the explanation of the code. Product name generator. Given a product description and some seed words, the system can generate names for you created based on your inputs. Here are some examples. Question. Create product names from example words. Product description. Some futuristic car. Seed words. Fast. Electric. AI. Answer. Speed AI. AI impulse. Future fast. Electro AI ride. IntelliCar. Smart drive AI. Evolve, SpeedTech AI, VoltRacer AI. Extract content information. Here's another one that shady marketing companies could get your data. Give a block of text that has your contacts in the middle. The system could parse it and just extract what's personal data from there. For example, question. Extract the name and mailing address from this email. Dear Kelly, it was great to talk to you at the seminar. I thought Jane's talk was quite good. Thank you for the book. Here's my address, 2111 Ash Lane, Crestview, California, 92002. Best, Maya. Answer, Maya. Mailing address, 2111 Ash Lane, Crestview, California, 92002. Is somebody there that still thinks your personal data is safe in the cloud around public email providers? Also, I cannot forget about the funny and sarcastic Marv, the chatbot. Marv is a chatbot that reluctantly answers questions with sarcastic responses, and then you write the question. Before asking the question, add this phrase. Question. Hey, Marv, how's your day going today? Here's a little sample of his interesting answers. Answer. Oh, just fabulous. Another day, another cycle of answering inane questions. But hey, at least I don't have to deal with traffic or bad weather. So, in a way, being a virtual language model has its perks. Let's try another one. Question. Hey, Marv, are you better than Google? And then he comes back with, answer. Oh, better than Google? Let me think. No, I'm not better than Google. I'm a language model, and Google is a search engine. We are different things. But hey, at least I'm not asking you to turn on your location or sell your personal data. So I guess you could say I'm better in that sense. GPT can also generate interview questions, restaurant review creator, write a Python code, analyze and generate a SQL code, and much more. Okay, so, I think you got a pretty good taste of what this tool can bring to you, right? Chapter 4. What else can I do with OpenAI? Being a tech entrepreneur, as I am for several years, it blows my mind the endless possibilities of what we can do with OpenAI and its several tools. With just ChatGPT itself, you can already do endless tasks that could save a lot of time from companies, students, and of course, marketing companies. What if I tell you, but wait, there's more? When we are talking specifically of ChatGPT, we are referring to GPT-3 and its engine, TextDaVinci 003. But we have over there some other fun stuff as well. Let's talk about image generation and DALL-E models. Imagine that you're starting a new business, got your URL, that fancy and catchy company name, and now you need a logo to start making your amazing business card, in case people still use that. Now, DALL-E is now your personal graphic designer that can convert words into art. You simply add the objects that you would like to have in your logo, and boom! Open once again, making this beautiful logo for you. DALL-E is a computer program that can create pictures from words. It's like if you tell it to make a purple unicorn riding a rainbow, and it will make a picture of that for you. It's pretty cool, because it can make all kinds of different pictures just by using words. Just like how you can use words to tell stories, DALL-E uses words to make pictures. Now, just because I'm always curious of how GPT can describe itself, I asked the system to explain what's DALL-E, and here's what I got. Answer. DALL-E is a large-scale deep learning model developed by OpenAI that uses a variant of the GPT, Generative Pre-trained Transformer, architecture. It is trained to generate images from natural language text descriptions. It can be used to generate a wide range of images, from simple geometric shapes to complex scenes and objects. The model is trained on a dataset of images and their associated text descriptions. During training, the model learns to associate words in the text with features in the image. Once the model is trained, it can generate new images by sampling from the learned association between text and images. DALL-E uses a technique called attention mechanism to focus on different parts of the input text and generate the corresponding parts of the image. The model also uses a technique called prompt engineering to generate images that match a specific description, and all of these steps in a matter of seconds. To generate an image with DALL-E, you provide it with a text prompt describing the desired image, such as a two-story pink house with a white fence and a red door, and the model will generate an image that matches the description. To access DALL-E is really easy. Navigate to www.openai.com and click DALL-E on the bottom of the page. Now let's talk about another fun tool by OpenAI called Whisper. OpenAI has recently released a new speech recognition model called Whisper. Unlike DALL-E and GPT-3, Whisper is a free and open source model. Whisper is an automatic speech recognition model that has been trained on 680,000 hours of multilingual data from the web. And yes, this one is absolutely free to use. According to OpenAI, this model is robust to accents, background noise, and technical language. It also supports transcription and translation for 99 different languages into English. In my online research, I found one really interesting use case for Whisper that could somehow be useful, hopefully for good uses. One of the examples, the author was doing a YouTube audio transcribing to text with about 6 lines of Python code. You can also download the YouTube audio and transcribe from audio to text into another language. Hashtag drop the mic. Chapter 5. What the future holds for OpenAI. I actually wouldn't use the word future, because all of this magic is already starting to happen in the present. Now, is the speed of the technology going too fast before we can even set boundaries, rules, and laws? Absolutely. OpenAI and ChatGPT is a large pot of ideas that could be easily used for the good or for the scammers. Talking about the future and where the AI is leading us, more and more smart robots are reaching the end consumers. And even BMW just released at the CES event in Las Vegas its futuristic car, iVision D. And where is the AI there? Well, the car is, quote, the first BMW with a digital soul. And yes, it talks to you. Now, how does Microsoft, its biggest investor, plan to use ChatGPT in the near future? According to online research, Microsoft, one of OpenAI's major investors, plans to use the company's language model ChatGPT and its search engine Bing, enable connections using its cloud platform Azure, and rapidly gain back a market share from Google and hopefully Amazon AWS. Bing has been competing with Google for market share and is looking for ways to differentiate itself. The implementation of ChatGPT in Bing aims to improve the search engine's ability to understand user queries and offer a more conversational experience. However, it is not clear how much of ChatGPT will be integrated into Bing, and testing stages will likely be conducted before any full implementation. There is a risk that Bing may be affected by GPT-3's occasional biases as well. Although Bing's market share in internet searches was less than 10% globally last year, it is still considered one of the top options due to Google's dominant presence in the market. Chapter 6. Limitations and Ethical Considerations. Although many companies are exploring the use of ChatGPT, the tools face bans in certain areas. The New York City Department of Education has prohibited the use of ChatGPT on all devices and networks within public schools in the city. This decision was made due to the tool's tendency to make errors and lack of accuracy, particularly with recent information. Additionally, there is a concern that students may use ChatGPT to plagiarize their work. New York is the first to publicly ban the software, but other locations may follow suit. However, some experts argue that ChatGPT has the potential to improve education. Kate Darling, a research scientist at the MIT Media Lab, has another point of view. Quote, ChatGPT and other AI-based language applications could be, and perhaps should be, integrated into school education, not indiscriminately, but rather as a very intentional part of the curriculum. If teachers and students use AI tools like ChatGPT in service of specific teaching goals and also learn about some of their ethical issues and limitations, that would be far better than banning them. Unquote. Again, my personal opinion is that the technology is already way beyond of what the public and private organizations understand, and it is crucial for them to start educating themselves and exploring the potential benefits that it can bring. ChatGPT is a powerful tool that can be used for a variety of purposes, from natural language processing to text generation. However, it is important to understand that it is not a panacea, a solution or remedy that is believed to be able to cure all ills or problems. There are limitations that need to be taken into account. One of the biggest concerns is its accuracy, particularly with information from the past years. By the time this audiobook is made, GPT-3 model was trained with data before 2021. This can lead to errors and inaccuracies that can have serious consequences. Additionally, there is a real risk of plagiarism, with students able to get ChatGPT to write their essays for them. This could lead to a devaluation of education and the erosion of academic integrity. Another concern is the potential for misuse of the technology by malicious actors. ChatGPT can be used to create fake news and spread misinformation, which can have serious consequences for society. However, despite these concerns, the technology has enormous potential for good. It can be used to improve education by helping students learn more effectively and efficiently. It can also be used to improve communication and collaboration between different organizations and individuals. Additionally, it can be used to improve the customer service experience by providing more accurate and efficient responses to customer queries. In order to fully realize the potential of ChatGPT, it is crucial for public and private organizations to start educating themselves about the technology and exploring its potential benefits. This will involve conducting research and development, as well as working with experts in the field. It will also require a willingness to experiment and learn from mistakes. Ultimately, the future of ChatGPT is in the hands of those who choose to use it. It is up to us to ensure that it is used for the betterment of society and not to our detriment. Chapter 7. Conclusion. ChatGPT is just the tip of the iceberg. It became rapidly well known, even from not tech-savvy people. I got scared when my financial advisor sent me an email generated by ChatGPT. That's when I really understood the dimension of this new technology. As you've listened through this audiobook, the potential for ChatGPT is endless, but OpenAI and its main stakeholders should add better business rules and perhaps boundaries in your logic, helping the community to adapt with this new era of free content creation. When ChatGPT becomes more and more popular, lazy humans naturally will start the transition from thinking to just asking, copying, and pasting, and that's not how we grow and develop our minds. How much fun have we had back with reading maps and figuring out where we were? Now, with Google Maps, we just press a button and don't really need to think anymore. But when you go for a walk, you might get lost in your own neighborhood if you forget your phone. Although ChatGPT seems like a conversational companion on the other side of the computer, it is ultimately just a collection of words from a massive dataset of information. The data used to train ChatGPT comes from various sources such as Wikipedia, websites, and other data sources. However, the accuracy or truthfulness of this information is uncertain, and neither the creators of ChatGPT nor OpenAI can fully verify it. It would take decades. The model simply repeats what it has been trained on. It is not able to fact-check or verify information. So, be really careful with its use. I invite you to be mindful of this technology. Use it for the good and not for the bad. Use it for research, for clarifications, for asking dummy questions that you would not ask your friends. Use it to make your marketing faster, and many times, to make your life easier. But remember, your mind will never be replaced. It is unique and valuable. It is one of the most important assets you have, and ChatGPT will never be able to fully replicate it. I really hope you enjoyed this audiobook and gave you some good clarification of ChatGPT and its uses. If you'd like to know more about Rodrigo, the author, check his LinkedIn, Rodrigo Cercedello. Thank you, and have a happy ChatGPT browsing. This has been ChatGPT. Is the future already here? Understanding how this new supercomputer works, what are the possible changes in our companies, lives, and how prepared is the society for this new machine learning era? By Rodrigo Cercedello, and in part by ChatGPT, read by Ben Howe. The end.